Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's Kinyan for the sixth day of Sfira is the Kinyan of Ema, the sixth of the 48 Kinyanim. And Ema, literally translated, is fear. So we have to ask the question, fear of what? What are we supposed to fear when we learn Torah, and what is the role of fear in our learning? So the Maharal and the Derech HaChaim, as well as the Medrash Shmuel, they explain that Ema actually refers to fear and awe of one's Rebbe. We've explained earlier, the first Kinyan of Talmud means that one should learn from a Rebbe. So this Kinyan follows on that Kinyan and says that when we're learning, we're supposed to be wrapped with the awe of our Rebbe. And by doing so, we position ourselves to be able to receive the Torah, says the Maharal, because only a student can receive the Torah, and one is a student only if he has awe of his Rebbe. Definitional to the Rebbe-Talmud relationship is awe and reverence. And that's why the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that if a Talmud sits before his Rebbe and he learns, but his lips are not dripping with mar, with bitterness, meaning he's not in a stage, he's not in a state of awe and reverence, so then he's not going to merit good fortune in his learning. However, others take the simpler approach that Ema means fear not of one's Rebbe, but rather fear of Shamayim, of the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rav Yaakov Emden in the Lechem Shamayim, as well as Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Ruach Chaim, so they both say that by having a fear of Shamayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we learn, we ensure that we learn with complete concentration and focus. The Gemara in Brachos on the Vav Amud Aleph says that when we learn, even by ourselves, the Shechina is with us. And the Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, tells us that we should consider the fact that even the Kohen Gadol, one of the greatest people in Klal Yisrael, could enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only once a year. Why? Because that is the primary abode and residence of the Shechina. And if so, then when we learn, and the Shechina is with us, how much must we be aware of our environment and refrain from distraction and channel our focus and our energy and our concentration on our learning? Rabbi Leib, the son of the Chafetz Chaim, he said that once his father gave him some mussar about having conversations while he was learning. And Rabbi said, I have to have a conversation. It's not polite to ignore somebody who comes up to me and wants to speak. The Chafetz Chaim told him, imagine that a store owner is running a shop filled with customers and with business, running around, and a friend that he hasn't seen in a while stops by. So what's the store owner going to do? He's going to say hello. He'll ask him how his friend is doing. And then he's going to ask for forgiveness. He'll say, please forgive me. I can't speak for too long. The store is so busy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we too have business to do. When we're learning the Torah, we are engaged in the most important of businesses. We are engaged in the most important activity of all. And next, Rashi and the Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Beis, which says that just as the Torah was given with reverence, with Ema, so too the Torah has to be learned with Ema. And Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, in the Ma'amarim on Shavuos, Simin Lamed Beis, he proves from this Gemara that every experience of Talmud Torah is supposed to be itself a quasi-acceptance of the Torah at Har Sinai. We learn with Ema because the Torah was given with Ema. And when we learn, we receive the Torah. So just as we receive the Torah is how we're supposed to learn the Torah. The Medrash tells us, imagine a king writes a letter to his kingdom concerning his will and his desire, and how all of the people are going to stand on their tippy toes and stretch their bodies just to get a glimpse of what that letter says. And when they hear what it says, they're going to rush to do exactly what the king wants. Says Rav Yerucham, Meshkiach of the Mir, used to emphasize that every moment of learning, every encounter with the Torah, should be like reading the king's instruction to his nation. That same awe that we would have of the king's letter, how much the more so should we have it of every word of Torah that we learn? So by acquiring the Kinyan of Ema, we instill in ourselves awe of our Rebbeim. We learn with concentration and focus, and we connect our learning to the original learning, to Ma'amad Har Sinai.